It's a WIP afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, do you have a good top five of five coming up? 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
You do?
Well, the thing, I like to think they're all good.
Well, some are better than others.
Well, it might be a little bit of a recap.
Okay.
Of the Tour de Delco.
Oh, that's good.
Ah.
Do you miss not being on remote today?
So I love seeing the people. Truly love it. I don't know if I need the people during the show all the time. So I think I love doing it, but I am very glad we're back in the studio. But I had a great time. All four places were different. They showed us great hospitality. So that is coming up at 5 o'clock. Talk about the Eagles. There was an article on ESPN.com today talking about every team's ceiling and floor. And they had the Eagles ceiling at 13-4 and their floor at 8-9. We're talking about what is more likely, 13-4 or 8-9. Jack, amazingly, said 13-4, which is
obviously
stunning. I expected Ike, because Ike had been trending toward 13 anyway. He was at 12, so it's only went away. I said, now
thanks
I don't
to Johan, I got there today.
You sure did.
Is Johan or
Jahan?
Jahan. I'll get it right sooner or later.
That's all right.
He's gonna earn it.
He's yeah,
and he's different than the Dotson they drafted out of TCU like 10 years ago. Remember him?
Right. Yeah. I had to remember which one it was. I was like, hold on, is this a TCU kid or Penn State
kid? Santana? Bum.
No,
it was the Dotson.
No, he was at TCU in like 2016, 17.
Yeah, number one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him, yeah.
But a different Dotson.
Oh, but it was Washington who drafted
yes.
him.
Yeah,
yeah,
both
they
Dotsons.
Both Dotsons, yes. Yes. Yes.
That's high-level ball knowledge, Spike.
Yeah, that's not me. That's not me. That's not my thing.
Exactly.
High-level right. ball isn't my thing. 215-592-9494.
One of these days.
592-94. No, I got 10 years. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. Oh, boy. Mm. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
I love when it start out, oh, boy. My man, Spike. Jackie, baby. What's up?
What up, Yoshi?
If you're going to call me Horny Yoshi, we're going to start calling Ike Itchy Ike. I mean, glory hole, like, that's the first thing to pop in my head. Like,
that hammer is real, for real.
Yeah. I feel like we've unleashed a part of Ike that I didn't even know existed.
It's your fault, though, Yoshi. Yeah. It's Yoshi started this whole thing.
Yeah, you started all this horny stuff, Yoshi.
It ain't my fault. I'm just a married man helping other married men. That's all. I'm helping you think how you want to think out loud. We're going 13-4, Spike. 13-4, baby.
Yes, sir.
I feel good. You know, in 2022, the question mark was that defense, too. Because we had the two safeties back there. What's the name? You know, CJ was known more as a corner, but everybody kept saying he could play some safety. We had the light-skinned boy with the tattoos. I can't think of his name right now. Mm-hmm. But they had him back there. And then what's the name? Everybody wasn't too hype about the linebackers at the time. And everybody was saying, that's when everybody was preaching Fletcher Cox is over the hill and all that.
I love Cox.
But with the offense being as though we got AJ, and then we looked at Devontae's numbers this first year, the offense was the hype, just like this year. So, and me and Ike Reese, we said 13-4 that year. Then
we did.
13-4. We sure did.
Yes,
so let's ride it, boy. Let's ride that truck all the way down to the Super Bowl, baby. I might pop up that game. You know, New Orleans, my type of town. I ain't even got to go to Super Bowl. I find me a spot to watch it at and throw me some bees. That's what I'll do. How about that? And, you know what, Gary, you know what? You my friend for life, boy. What's the name? You said you don't know me, but you know you like me and all that, and I could be your coach, teammate and everything. I like that, man. Like, that boy, he tugged on some strings over there with me. I like mm-hmm. that. So we let me in or what? Come on, man. Put me in, man. You got to put – come on, Spike. Put me in. And I'm bring you a box of cigars. You want a box of cigars?
Well, I can't be bribed. Yeah.
Well, but Ike has recused himself, and
that's true.
It's really you don't want to be. Do you want to be on the hook? You say yes. All of a sudden, everybody else who was in the league last year is going to be, you know, sending you DMs and stuff.
Yeah, all angry.
You know, Yosh, I love you. I'm trying to figure out a way with the way that the rules are to get you in here. It just seems like the rules preclude it, you know?
This is the new afternoon show. This is not the same daggone league as last year.
Oh. That is a That is a good. Now, I had not thought of that before, mm-hmm. that it is a new league because the show, it's a new show. That's compelling.
And nobody uses no shit. Yeah. In case you worry about it because unless Ike or Spike get fired or Jack get fired, can't nobody use it next year. So I shut the door on that. Got to go at least 5 years to use it. Because I said y'all going to have your jobs at least 5 years. I'm talking about at least 5 years, right?
With fingers
Spike.
Crossed.
We said 10.
Yeah, I'm moving. Like, I need it to be. Spike, yeah. All right.
Right, you can be the boss man what you want, and I'm with Ike. Don't bring no friends, because I don't bring nobody. I show up by myself. Yep. Me and my guns, my two arms.
Yeah, he will have his guns out.
Oh, his arms.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's great.
Spike, I got your back. You can boss anybody. Stand behind me. I got you. I got you. You need protection? I got you. Ride or die. You want to pump? Yo, point your finger, yell, talk trash like you a big dog? I'm your big dog. I'll be on your leash. I got you. You can be the boss, man. You know you want to laugh, man. Come
I
on,
do.
Man.
I'm on with me. Here you
I'm gonna cut this now before we go.
You know where I was going. Yeah,
yeah. I stopped it a step before. I'm learning. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, who is the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles more likely to go 13-4, 8-9? 82% say 13-4. So, championships. Let's talk about championships. I looked up the odds for each Philadelphia team to win a championship this year. And I have to say, I was pretty surprised at where the odds were. So I looked up, I actually didn't look up the Flyers.
Come on, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Meet you here.
Yeah. Man.
I looked up the
Flyers. Jonesy's trying, man.
Well, they don't make the playoffs. Maybe if they make the playoffs. A big Meechkoff guy. Yeah, big Meechkoff guy.
Big Meatoff guy, man.
So the Phillies are plus 650 to win the championship.
Do you know where that ranks?
Where does that rank?
They are third, I think, behind the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think it was third. Hang on. Now I'm gonna double check. But I think it was third. I know the Eagles are fifth or sixth or something like that. So hold on. MLB Futures. This is great radio.
No, I mean.
Here we go.
I could have looked it up for you.
Yeah, they're third. The Dodgers are first at plus 350, Yankees plus 550, Phillies plus 650, and the Orioles plus 850.
Classic big market bias.
Yep. So the Phillies are plus 650. The Sixers are plus 850 to win the title.
And where is that?
They are fourth or fifth.
Overall. So
to win a championship.
Boston.
Denver.
Got Denver in front of them.
Hang on. See, I should have
maybe
had all
Dallas,
this.
Minnesota.
I should have had all of this.
Celtics?
I don't know.
Yeah, Boston's number one.
He said
one.
Boston.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably Minnesota, right? People are.
No, hey, I don't think people
don't think so.
Much of Minnesota,
okay.
To be honest.
I think the Nuggets are still ahead of them.
Yeah. Yep.
Celtics.
Milwaukee, maybe?
Milwaukee, probably. Not
here
the Knicks.
Futures. The Celtics are plus 295. The Thunder, actually, the Sixers are third.
Nice.
Okay, there we go.
The Celtics are plus 295. The Thunder are plus 700.
Look at the Thunder.
And yeah. The Sixers are plus
850. Because they got Caruso?
Let me tell you.
But right behind the Sixers, Sixers are plus 850. Knicks are plus 900. The Nuggets are plus 950. Timberwolves plus 1,000. Mavericks plus 1,000.
Listen, I love SGA. No shot.
Yeah, I don't think they're a championship team either.
Yeah, I love SGA. Good young team. First of all, you got two guys named Jalen Thompson on your team. That's never
Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams.
Same thing.
Yep.
Same. That's never going to work.
I always bet on the wrong one.
I think it is more likely that they end up like the other Thunder, who never win a championship and end up broken up, than actually winning a championship.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, who the other Thunder? You meant the first.
The first Thunder,
yes,
the
gotcha.
Durant Thunder. Yeah. There's just something that doesn't quite add up. Now, you're right. SGA is a great player.
Yeah, I like SGA for sure.
It's Chet. Chet's
gotta,
great
but
player.
But you got to have another guy there.
They don't.
And yeah.
They have, now, maybe Chet becomes
they got
it.
Caruso.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
Caruso,
everybody
but
loves.
Come on, man.
So Philly's plus 650. Sixers plus 850. Eagles plus 1,500.
Mm.
So the odds makers would say that the Sixers are almost twice as likely to win a championship this year as the Eagles.
Ooh.
What are you thinking there?
I'm not agreeing, but Well, I mean, listen, the Sixers, it's really just about seeing this basketball team. We haven't seen this team on the court yet.
No.
The talent is, we see it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We see it there.
Yeah, I think the Phillies should be third out of that list.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you could make that argument, actually.
Like, I think it goes, I actually think it's Sixers, Eagles, Phillies. To win the best chance to win a title.
I think the Phillies are third in that. Well, the thing about the Phillies is, as we were talking about yesterday.
I would go Phillies, Eagles, Sixers.
What's the main reason?
Well, A, they're 3/4 of the way there already.
Yeah, they have the, there's no other shoe to drop,
yeah, that's
really.
That's the first thing unless, right there. They're going to be in the playoffs. That's a guarantee.
Yeah, well, that helps. Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you. I think the parity of the league has made me more optimistic. I know they aren't playing great right now, so it really has, it may have less to do with how great I feel about the Phillies versus I'm just not afraid of the other teams. I look at the Eagles, the NFC is going to be tougher this year, and you always got that monster on the AFC side once you get to the Super Bowl. Sixers, to me, they have the biggest obstacle of getting there. They have to go through the defending champions.
Well, and
likely.
The health obstacle,
yeah,
I actually
and
think.
And then you got that part of it. So that's the only reason I say that there with the Sixers. So that's why I would look at it that way.
So it's interesting because we were saying, I think I said yesterday, I feel like the Phillies have like a 1 in 10 chance of winning a championship. Mm-hmm. Plus 650 means a 13% chance of winning a championship.
Oh, that's
so
almost 1 in 10.
Yeah, it puts them right around there. I guess what's interesting is I can intellectually see the argument why the Sixers' odds are there. Mm-hmm. I would still be the most surprised if the Sixers won a championship.
Yes.
I can't even envision them winning a title.
They have not beat a good team in the playoffs right. In the entire process era. They have not beat one good team.
Yeah.
I know.
That's hard to believe.
Well, at least they're only 10 years in.
Yeah, they've had opportunities.
Right.
They were up 3-2 on the Celtics.
Yep.
They were up 3-2 on the Raptors. You know, they were...
We downplay that up 3-2 on the Celtics, man.
Oh, we do.
We do.
It's a disgrace.
We were up 3-2 on the Celtics at home with a chance to close it out.
At home. And James Harden and Joel Embiid turned in two of the biggest...
Pumpkins.
...loser performances in the history of Philadelphia sports.
Yeah.
Boy, I would love it if he turns it around and gives us something to be proud of and excited by. But you're right. I do think that Celtics choke is sort of washed away. Now, Embiid didn't play in two games of that series.
I think. That's when he had to.
Didn't they win
something
both
was
them?
What the first one we know because Harden scored 40 in the first game.
Yeah.
Did they win both games he didn't play?
No, I think they won
only
one of the
one.
Two.
Yeah.
They won one of the two.
But he had the great game 4.
Well, yes,
right?
He
had the great where he scored 30.
It was Embiid or Harden?
Embiid.
I thought it was game 5 because that's when he had the chase down block. And that's when we thought that.
No, it was game 5. You're right. Because game 6 was at home. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's when we went up.
And that's when we thought it was happening.
Yes. You're right. It was game 5.
The amazing thing about James that year, Harden that year, was you could tell whether he was going to have a good game because he only had good games if his 3-pointers went in. Like, because he was so cooked physically, mm-hmm. you could tell in the first 3 minutes of a game what game we were getting out of Harden.
Which of the 3 losses is going to age the worst? Meaning, like, that iteration might never win a championship. Celtics. Sixers, you just talked about.
Yeah.
Phillies having a 3-2 lead in the World Series. Oof. Or Eagles having a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl.
Well,
come on, man.
Those are.
Yeah, that's a 10-point lead in the Super Bowl, man. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one to get over.
3-2. And you know why it hurts more? Because they were. That's a championship.
Yeah.
All the Phillies were going to do was get to the World Series.
Well,
all the Sixers were going to do.
Well, the Phillies were in the World Series.
You're talking about the Blue 3-2 lead against the Diamondbacks.
I was thinking the Diamondbacks. You were thinking...
I was thinking the Phillies in the World Series. Oh, they're up 3-2.
In the World Series.
Were they up 3? They were not up 3-2 in the World
2-1.
Series.
Yeah, because they lost in 6.
Lost in 6.
Yeah. Down in chest back. I got a little ahead of myself. Yeah. I was thinking about last year.
Yeah. Confusing us. Yeah, you confused us.
Oh, sorry, they're up 2-1.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking... So you're thinking
that's
World
why we
Series.
Were thinking Arizona.
The Diamondbacks will age worse in the World Series.
Yeah, in the World Series. You don't think so?
Dude, they were, again, they almost had a, they were that close to winning a World Series.
Yeah, but the Astros were
the better team.
Great team.
I understand it, but they were in the World Series. They had a game five that they basically just gave away.
Now, I was talking to Elliot, and Elliot said that the Phillies had a 3-2 lead, were coming back home against the Diamondbacks.
With two games at home.
The best fans in baseball. But I was told by Elliot that the best players on the team choked in game six and in game seven. That seems like a worse.
You could say the same thing that happened against the Astros.
Yeah,
I mean, they hit the.
I'm not blaming them against the Astros as much.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks one, to me, hurts more.
I know, but they went up 2-1. They got no hit the next night. In game five, they had him on the ropes. Hoskins struck out. Marsh didn't get a job done. They let the stupid Chaz McCormick play, who I love. I love Chaz. And then you had the Schwarber ball, 110 miles an hour, that Trey Mancini dove on. Like, game five is not going to age well.
I think if they hadn't choked against
Eagles, and
Schwarber,
Texas.
And Schwarber gave him a 1-0 lead in game six.
If they hadn't choked against the Diamondbacks, the Astros one would feel different. To me, that feels like 100 years ago.
I agree.
And it was such a surprise.
God, I wish you could experience it, though.
Yeah.
It was special.
It was a great experience.
Yes.
It was.
Maybe we'll get it back for you.
Yeah, I don't know. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What up, Aaron?
What up, fellas?
What up, A?
Yo, Jalen Hurts, right? Will he ever pass the eye test? Because you look at it.
No.
He threw more there you go. He threw more touchdown passes last year than he did the previous year, but his turnovers were down the previous year. Never would thought he had a great year. But he only threw 21 touchdown passes?
Yep.
Yep.
In 2022?
Yep.
So I don't know if with A.J. Brown and with Devontae Smith. Two of the best group of receivers at that time in the NFL, and 2 years later, last year and this year, I don't see him. Brock Purdy threw for 37 touchdown passes last year, and people don't think Brock Purdy passed the eye test. One, that has a lot to do with his draft status, but like, I don't know if Hurts will ever pass the eye test, because you have to put up the numbers to pass the eye test. Because you can look great, but like then at the end of the year, like, you only threw 21 touchdown passes. How great were you really? You know what I'm saying? But well, the team record is why we elevate Hurts to the standard that we elevate Hurts. Because any other quarterback in any other uniform put up the numbers you put up, like, he's all right.
Yeah, they're mediocre numbers. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think you're right. But I think that's the difference between if he only puts up pretty good numbers and you don't watch and you're wowed, then what else is there?
Now, Aaron is agreeing with you guys.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you just get to the point where you're like, okay, well, what is his thing? Now, if, like Ike said, if he just wins year after year after year after year, you'll get to a point where you'll be like, well, you know what? Maybe there's just something. And I would imagine if he gets better as a passer, he will be a better quarterback at 31 than he is at 25, because he'll just understand things better. He'll be better at thinking the game. That happens. That's the great thing about being quarterback in the NFL now, is that those guys play until 40.
Forever, yeah.
So they're just smarter at 30 years old than they are at 25 years old. They've seen more. They understand it more. So I think my gut would be, Aaron, that largely you're probably right, but if it happens, it'll probably happen in 5 years as opposed to in the next 2 or 3 years.
I'm going to tell you what, A. We're going 30 touchdown passes, 4,000 yards this year.
Bull.
You know what else? Like, as you get older, you lose a little more athleticism. So how good will he has to become a great passer this year and next year, because the athleticism is going to wane.
Well,
he will always be this Jalen Hurts.
Well, that's what's happening to Russell right now.
Yes.
That's what's happening to Russell Wilson right now.
Well, the reverse with Dak. He put up eye-popping numbers, but we know he's a bum. And I don't like your Dak love, Spike. That guy does not win a big game to save his
life. I don't love him.
It's a lot of Dak. It is a lot of Dak praise, though, Spike.
The only good team that he beats is the Eagles.
Okay.
That's the only good team he can beat.
Hold on.
But
hold
he does not beat a good team.
Let's hold on. He has as many runner-up MVPs as Jalen does. And like, I'm just saying, he's good every year. Yes, he has failed in the playoffs, but he's good. So did Dirk. He's good every year. I don't.
Oh, we going Dak is Dirk?
I'm just saying.
Dirk's one of the.
Well, they're both from Dallas.
Dirk's one of the greatest players ever.
Yes, but also choked in the playoffs numerous times. A couple, he was a one seed, lost to an eight seed.
Yeah.
And so he's Embiid.
And it wasn't until his...
But he beat LeBron.
Yes, but it wasn't until... What I'm saying is, it wasn't until he was 34 years old
that he
beat LeBron.
Yep.
So he did. He got it. But, man, if that... If game
saying
two,
it took a while for him to get to that.
And if game two of that series goes different, you know, the Miami, and it did, but because you will all remember, they hit a shot, Dwayne Wade looks at the Mavericks bench, and all of a sudden everything turned the other way and they crumbled. But who knows what Dirk's reputation is if they don't win that series that year. So, Aaron,
he's European, so who really cares?
Are we allowed to say that?
He said it.
Okay.
I'm just being real. He's European. We don't care.
Well, you better care. All the good players in the league are not from this country anymore.
No, that is true. But only one of them have won the championship. Well, two of them. Jokic and Giannis.
And,
but
they
so, but like, Embiid has to win. Until then, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just a European.
So you want to be in the league?
I was in there last year, so I'm not Yoshi. And Yoshi's funny. Like, we know what Yoshi's calling for. He hit y'all with one of those. You know, you get a call from somebody you don't hear from like that. They want a chit chat. Like,
yes.
Yo, bro, what you calling for? You know, I need a ball.
Yeah, you. Yo, for me, it's tickets.
Get right to it, Yoshi. We know why you calling. Get right to it. So, we family. You ain't got a chit chat. Get right to it. We know why you calling, Yoshi.
Get right to it.
It's funny. Like, for me, it's one of two things. It is tickets to something, or can you talk to my nephew who wants to be in sports media and give him advice? It's one of the two.
Yep.
Hey, how you been? All right, here it comes. All right, Aaron. Thank you, man.
Love it.
Yeah, I didn't know Aaron was in the league last year.
Yeah, he was in the league last year.
Coming up next.
I didn't know either.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't go to the draft.
Like,
so
one commissioner would know.
Yeah, right. Now, we do have another commissioner interview coming up at 5:30.
We do, yeah.
Buzz will be in person. Buzz gets shaky around me, man. He can't get shaky. We need him to take a firm grasp of this. Yeah. So that is coming up at 5:30. But next, it is everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show, the top five at five. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.